I remember the year that George Scharf hired me to help bale hay, $1.25 an hour. Certainly no workers' comp benefits or taxes or anything like that. But it's a different world these days, and we have Leah Curtis, Farm Bureau Policy Counsel, in with us today on Legal with Leah. Different world out there. Lots of rules and regulations that farmers need to be aware of before hiring summer help. Let's start, though, Leah. Farmers do lots of things on their farm, so farming is definitely a farming type enterprise, right?
Yeah. So when we're talking about, you know, hiring people and exemptions from certain types of laws, we want to make sure people are aware that we mean farming in the sense of, you know, growing a crop, raising livestock, things that are more related agribusinesses, auction houses or a co-op or something like that. While those are agricultural businesses, they are not farms, and they typically do not fall under the types of agricultural exemptions that we'll talk about.
So we're talking real farming. There are exemptions for family members. What constitutes family legally?
So for the state of Ohio and our minor employment laws, if you are hiring your own child, a grandchild, or if you are a guardian, a legal guardian, and that child is a member of your household, then you're exempt from pretty much everything we're going to discuss today. So as long as it is your own child, your grandchild, or a legal child that you have legal guardianship of that lives with you, there are really no rules. You can hire them as you'd like.
So let's talk about the bulk of the non-family hiring. Lots of rules here. Let's start with hours.
So hours are probably the most complicated part. If you are hiring minors that are not your children, there are a lot of restrictions depending on their age as to when they can work, particularly during the school year. If they are 14 or 15, they can't work before 7 a.m. or after 7 p.m. during the school year, can't work more than 3 hours in a school day, cannot work more than 18 hours in the school week, and they can't work at any time during school hours unless they're in some sort of certified vocational training. Now, when school's not in session, again, they still can't be employed before 7 a.m., not after 9 p.m., and they can't work more than 8 hours a day or more than 40 hours a week.
Now, those apply to a certain age limit, right? If you're over 18 or over, is it different?
So that was for 14 and 15-year-olds. 16 and 17-year-olds do have a little more leeway. Again, they cannot work before 7 a.m., but as long as they were not employed after 8 p.m. the night before, they could work before 7 a.m., just not before 6 a.m. They can't work after 11 p.m. on a Sunday through a Thursday during the school year, but there really aren't limitations in their hours per day or their per week. During the summertime, when school's not in session, though, there's no limitation on the start or end time for a 16 to 17-year-old. And there's also no limitation in the hours per week. Once they're 18, they're an adult.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Even I knew that, and I'm not a lawyer. Rest breaks, certain requirements there too.
Yes. So if you are hiring a minor, they are going to have a rest period of at least 30 minutes if you are employing them for more than 5 consecutive hours. So if they are on the job for at least 5 hours, you need to make sure you give them at least 30 minutes of a rest break.
As far as documenting wages, some requirements there.
Yeah, so everyone who employs a child does have to provide written evidence of the agreed upon wage. So you and that minor should talk about what the wage will be, and then you need to put it down in writing. And then for each payday, you need to provide them, just like you would with any other employee, really, a statement of their earnings and how much will be paid. Now, with minors specifically, you cannot retain or withhold wages because of some sort of presumed negligence or breakage of machinery, failures to comply with rules. If you have agreed to that wage, you have to pay that wage. And any change in that wage, they have to be given at least 24 hours notice.
And workers' comp comes into play, right?
Mm-hmm. Just like with anybody else you would employ in the state of Ohio, if you have one employee, you have to have workers' comp. Either through the state workers' comp system or you have to be self-insured. There are requirements for being self-insured, so you'd want to look into that. As much as that can be a hassle, it's also a great protection for an employer because that means if somebody gets hurt, they go through the workers' comp system. They don't go through, just a general lawsuit against you. So that while a hassle, that's a great protection for an employer.
We might mention Ohio Farm Bureau has a workers' comp program that if you're an employer, you might want to look into, but that's another topic.
Yes.
The last thing, taxes. You have to take care of collecting and remitting.
Yes. So just like with other employees, Youth employees should also fill out a W-4. They may not be subject to withholding. It depends on how much they intend to make or believe they will make. There is a line on the W-4 that they can check if they think they will not reach that threshold. But they'd still need to fill out the W-4, and you need to keep it on file.
Farm Bureau Policy Counsel Leah Curtis.